We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Let's fire this thing up. The Packers have beaten the Saints 18-17 in the most improbable of comebacks that you will ever see. I have to make sure. Yes, it is final. So I scurried down to the basement after this game. What a tremendous situation. This was to start. What was worrying me was that we were going to see shades of 2008, where when Aaron Rodgers started his rookie year, he had a lot of games like this. He had a lot of games where the Packers were down, he led them back, and then it was on the wrong side of the 2-minute warning. So it was an Aaron Rodgers comeback. But then what would happen is the defense would give up a touchdown. I specifically remember this happening against the Panthers when Jake Delhomme found Steve Smith for a long bomb. And I like aggressively hated Jake Delhomme for the rest of my life, all because of that. And it was just infuriating because you would watch people talk about the Packers and Rodgers and say, look, I mean, 5, 6, 7 games in, look, Rodgers just isn't clutch. Rodgers isn't like he's not clutch. He doesn't have the clutch gene. When week after week, we would see that he did. It's just, if you looked at the stats, 2-minute drive, it wouldn't show up for you. So there was a little bit of PTSD from that, but it was great to see the Packers actually finish this one out. Again, this is the Bart Winkler Show. We are live on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. This is serving as the Monday, September 25th podcast, and we're breaking down the Packers beating the Saints 18-17. So they blew a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter last week. This week, they come back from down 17 in the fourth quarter to get the victory. Unbelievable stuff. Now, as I think every Packer fan was feeling through the game, there were many frustrations. Okay. I feel like people were a little harsh to me online, but I was a little harsh to Matt LaFleur online. I still don't know that he's the guy. I still think there's a scrappy do element to him. One comment that I had was he couldn't get MVP Aaron Rodgers to a Super Bowl. How's he supposed to get a bunch of these graduate students? And then the 2-point conversion, I was like, I get it. I get what you're doing. I don't know if the risk to have to go for two later. And then, do you understand now? Understand? Let's not, we're all rooting for the same thing. Let's not be a dick if you don't have to be. All right, Q is outside Lambeau Field.
Let's go.
Big W. What a game.
I can't believe it. I was ready to leave. I was ready to leave early and get on.
Great reception outside of Lambeau, as always. Beautiful stuff. If you can't see, if you're listening audio. Hey, there you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go.
Okay. I said, great win. I was ready to leave when it was 17-0. I cannot believe we had 18 unanswered points. It took a missed field goal, but we'll take it. Love looked great in the fourth quarter. Cannot wait for Thursday when the team is actually healthy. Big, big game on Thursday.
Where were your seats? Like, it matters. I don't know why I asked that question.
I was lower bowl, 110, so it was good. Yeah.
So now what?
Now I'm going to walk to my car and drive home.
Okay. So who's the jersey you got on?
Of course.
J-Love, baby.
I was ready to throw it away in the first half.
Oh, shut up. Get out of here.
So, but man, I can't – what a great fucking win. So.
Thanks for the boots on the ground. You get home safe, Q.
Yeah, I'll try and call back later after I calm down.
All right, buddy.
All right, see ya.
Q at the game. Great to see. Cameron rocking the double sixes. Ray Nitschke.
That's right. That's right. The classic.
What's up?
That was a fun. It started off kind of like annoying to watch, and then the fourth quarter happened, and then it was great football. Absolutely great.
Well, it was terrible to kind of go back to the beginning of this thing, and you guys are all aware of what happened, but it was a terrible game because nothing was working. The running game wasn't getting going. There was that early fourth and two where that was like a nice play design, but it's like asking my son, who I didn't even, he's four. I haven't even like, I'm way behind on where he should be with a bicycle.
Yeah.
So it'd be like giving him a track when we're not even, he can't even do it with training wheels yet. And that's what he's like, all right, Emmanuel Wilson, throw this back to Jordan Love. Jordan Love, who's clearly wearing the wrong cleats, try to get the football and then just chuck it downfield. So that was bad. Love, I thought throughout the game, was playing fine. I don't think that if they would have lost this game, it would have been on Jordan Love. A lot of drops. He did overthrow. He did underthrow. He had the miscommunication with Taylor. So we weren't watching prime Aaron Rodgers out there.
Yeah.
But I still think there's a lot of people that too early.
English.
We're too quick to judge. We're trying to like. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he's Dak or Goff or Kirk or Rodgers, but I just know that he's had like four starts. So for him to overcome those things, have that nice run where he stayed in bounds, run the touchdown in, get the score, convert the two. I mean, you couldn't. Yeah, they lost last week. That was shitty.
Yeah.
But to take a 2-1 start in this new era, if you're just looking at this from a Jordan Love angle, sure, there's work to be done. But this is very, very promising. And also, I think for the team to have overcome everything they overcome. Basically, they are a 2-1 football team. They should have won last week. They should have lost today. They were always going to beat the Bears. So things have evened out for us where we're a 2-1 football team heading into a big Thursday night game against Detroit.
I completely agree. I think those last two drives that Jordan had showed a lot of promise. He had a couple really, really good throws that were right where they needed to be. You kind of brought up the drops. I agree. There should have been some easier catches in the first half and third quarter. But I think it's going to maybe for most people, it's going to take a couple more weeks to fully realize like, hey, we don't obviously have that quarterback that can put the ball where he wants it every single time. But I'm not the biggest fan of football, but this whole Love thing has really kind of reinvigorated that love for the sport that I kind of lost. And it's kind of really interesting to watch it and watch him play. And I'm having an absolute blast doing it. This is a lot.
Well, I don't know that I had a blast today.
Well, I mean, I'm having
a blast right now.
Yeah. It's a blast of like something fresh and new. And for me, for my reasons, completely different from anybody else, or not really, but kind of. But it's fun to watch something fresh and new from this aspect that I lost love for this sport. And I'm glad that I'm experiencing this now in a way, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of what we thought like the year might be like. It's going to be a roller coaster. There are going to be up and downs. There are going to be situations like this. I don't know that anybody, you know, I'm not going to make this about, I tweeted poorly about the Packers and everyone's. Look, throughout the game, I was pissed. I was mad. I thought, people to be like, oh, look at now what happened. Like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have emotions throughout games.
Yeah, I'm really
Can't ride the wave.
Right? I'm really glad that the penalties kind of stopped in the second half. That first half, the penalties were going crazy, which I'm hoping that LaFleur can kind of make that a thing where it doesn't happen at the start of a game. It just doesn't happen at all. Obviously, penalties are penalties, but I'm glad that was cleaned up in the second half, too. I think that was a big changer as well.
And also, nobody played again. We had no Aaron Jones. Yeah. We had no Christian Watson.
Yeah, obviously a bunch of new and inexperienced guys out there, which is kind of this team. It's fresh. It's new. It's kind of fun to watch.
Yes. I got to take a breath, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the heart.
And that kicker, they like that kicker, that groupie kicker. He's they like him. He's good. I'm surprised he missed. Yeah. Thank God that he did. You kind of want to see what would have happened, but you also take the win when you can get it.
Yeah, when they panned the camera to him at the end of the game, he looked like he was 12 and a half. He looked very, very young.
He is very, very young. He definitely is.
Oh, yeah. I will be at the game on Thursday, so if I remember to do I'll try to join after, kind of like what Q did.
Yeah, all right. Well, be loud. Get proud.
Yep. Oh, hey, shout out Liverpool for beating West Ham today.
Fucking West Ham.
See you guys.
All right. See you, buddy. If you guys want to join, obviously when we do these live, I throw the StreamYard link up. You can join. We'll get to a couple people in a minute. Just some comments on the Dan Cheney YouTube stream. Historic Jordan Love. That's from Paul. So great. Bring on the Lions. Simple. Let's go. All you need is love. Cameron shouting out my hat. You guys won't believe what I pulled off. The Bucks had this dumbass survey about like fan interaction, and I took it. It took me 5 minutes. And they gave me a $250 gift card to Bucks Pro Shop. So I bought shorts. I bought like everything on clearance so I could just rack up stuff. I could have used it as a giveaway maybe, but I need new wear for the stream. I need new stuff for the stream. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off every order. Gummies, tinctures, the balms, whether you want to do the Delta 8, Delta 9, the THC, the CBD, CBN for night time, which I may need to come down with one of those tonight because this adrenaline high is going to last, I think, for a while.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Jordan Tresky's here. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off. What's up, Jordan?
Doing well. Better than a half hour ago or whenever things were down bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm also going to bring in, this is Brick. Oh, with the retro, the old hat. Oh. I like that.
Yep. Yep.
Super Bowl 45 hat.
You know, I like to live in the past a little bit, but that was an exciting second half. I think I was talking with a buddy, and basically last week the second half was huge for learning experience, and this week the second half is huge for learning experience. So,
Yeah, and I think that's where I'm going to settle into, Jordan, is that this is a team that they should have lost, but last week they should have won. That balanced out a little bit. And again, we don't know what we're going to expect from this team. Is it Super Bowl? Is it what? Is it playoffs? Is it five wins? Is it Caleb Williams? I don't know. But if you look at this little team right now, they are 2-1, and they had a hell of a fourth quarter to get there.
Yeah, I wouldn't normally say to do what the Falcons do, because historically that has led to bad things. But the Packers repeating what the Falcons did last week and staging this fourth quarter comeback was, I mean, it's what they were missing last week, and it obviously played out to their advantage this week.
Yeah, it was pretty clear that the scouting report this week was, if you see the DB's back, throw a jump ball. But I just don't think Jordan Love knows his receiver's speed enough yet to really put it in the right spot. A lot of those jump balls were a little bit behind. He gets those 2-3 yards further or in a little bit higher. I think those good. I think it's a good game plan. I just don't think he was quite ready to execute that game plan. But credit to them, they didn't go away from it, and it ended up working on the end. And the last thing I was going to say before I hop off, I got the look that I need to go help with the child when my wife came downstairs for a second. But that that last touchdown, that back shoulder throw, reminded me of, you know, another 87 quarterback combo that we saw for years and years and years. Just a beautiful back shoulder throw, undefendable. So I'll leave it at that. I'll keep listening, but I got to go be a hashtag girl dad for a little bit.
A real dad. All right, Britt. Good to see you again, buddy.
I mean, I'm a real dad. Like, your wife is a real mom, because boy moms and girl dads are better than boy dads and girl moms.
Yes.
It's a whole. There's a pie chart somewhere.
Yeah, girl moms have it made. You get a new best friend.
Exactly. And boy dads, I mean, you're just like, well, whatever.
Yeah, it's just me as a 4-year-old.
How hard is it to do that? Which is terrifying. All right, I got to go. Thanks, guys. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you, Brick. So, again, Packers win 18-17. Jordan Tresky's with me now. You guys are welcome to hop in. Jake, hot take Jake's in his car.
Yo,
Jake,
yo.
How's the audio situation?
You tell me. How am I looking? How are we looking? Oh,
you're looking good. Where are you coming from?
I'm heading from home. I'm heading to the gym now. I'm going to go get my sweat on, even though I probably got a workout there with my heart rate there for, you know, a good 10 minutes, but might as well.
How about our guy, Jordan Love?
Oh my God. I sent a text or a message to my Packer fan thread that just, Jordan Love is Pedro Serrano and Matt LaFleur is Joe Boo. He say, fuck you, Joe Boo. I do it myself.
Yeah. I love giving a shout out to at Bookmarker Love. That's Jordan Love Bookmarks. This guy's been on the Jordan Love train since he got drafted. And
that's been my guy for like 3 years, man.
You're going to see some receipts. Oh, even people like, you know, celebrating that Love was struggling a little bit today. And I think so. To get back to what Brick was saying, if you take all of the incompletions and
I think 22 for 44.
So his completion percentage went down again. It was 50% on the day, 259, one touch, one pick. I would say, and somebody will chart this out, I'm sure, but just eye test immediately, I would say there were about 20% of the incompletions might have been maybe an underthrow, maybe 20 an overthrow, which would leave 60% to receiver incompetence, whether it was running the route he shouldn't have run or, I mean – my dad, one of the earliest things my dad ever told me about football was we were in the backyard and like bounced off my hands or something. And he's like, I said, that was a bad throw. He goes, Vince Lombardi's always said, if you get any part of your hand on it, you then like it's your responsibility to make the catch. So I don't need receivers being all like Florida wide receivers grabbing it with one hand and stuff, but they need a little stronger hands. I think Heath could have got to one. Reed, you know,
the one
that like got kicked out of his gut, and that doesn't count. So there just needs to be, and again, these guys are all super ass young, and you're going to see growing pains, and it's a lot more digestible to deal with those growing pains after a win.
Yeah, with a guy like Jaden Reed, I had to bite my tongue a few times because it's like one of his biggest criticisms coming out of college was that he's a body catcher. So like he's making these drops, and I'm like, man, if someone teaches this guy how to catch or just get him on a jugs machine, he is going to be an absolute monster. But you can see all those criticisms were valid coming out, where it's like everything has to be caught into the shoulder. And I don't know if that's just a mental thing, but if he can get that, you know, under control, my God, is he going to be a monster? I want to say this game was exhilarating, obviously, to watch in the fourth quarter, but it doesn't change my mind on one thing, which is that this coaching staff is toast. They will not win a Super Bowl with this coaching staff. LaFleur is not a head coach. Barry just consistently, every single time, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 3, corner is lined up 8 yards deep from the receiver, and it's like you see it coming in slow motion. They just continue to drive it every time. So I have a lot of beef after this game, but I'm going to try to remain positive because Jordan freaking Love just led the greatest fourth quarter comeback in Packers history. So I'm just going to soak that in for a little bit.
All right, Jake, you get a good sweat in, buddy.
All right, I love you guys.
See ya. I take Jake. Well, and again, so throughout the game, some of my criticisms were, Jordan, I was upset about just LaFleur.
Yes.
I'm not going to hashtag fire LaFleur, but I don't really think he is the guy. And I said something, well, he couldn't have won with Rodgers MVP, so how is he going to win with all these interns? People are going to have fun with that. And then I also thought that first field goal they had, because I think throughout the game, when you get in these positions and you get a fourth down and you get close, you're either committed to going for it or you're going to kick field goals and just try to chip your way in. If you start to bounce around a little bit, you leave room for regret. You leave room for, you know, indecision. It worked. Everything worked out for LaFleur today. It all worked out for him. They got the 3 points. So I said that was a pathetic field goal. So people will have fun with that one the rest of the day. But then they were able to score. They went for two, which my issue with going for two there, it was none because they made it. But I think that if you miss, you know you have to go for two again just to tie. And I don't know that I would feel super comfortable with that. So LaFleur, who I thought is kind of like conservative or scared, made a real ballsy decision. And again, it all worked out for him. The biggest problem is he is too dependent on Joe Barry. The more that Joe Barry has problems, those are Matt LaFleur problems, because yeah, he's obviously not telling him anything different. Jimmy Graham scored a touchdown on you today, and you gave him all the room to walk in. All you had to do was just walk in and move. You were the same way against Bijan Robinson. You know, you're covering those two guys the same way, 15 yards off the ball. So there are things with Joe Barry that need to be fixed that I think ultimately are Matt LaFleur problems. And again, will they win? You know, all that to be said years from now. But they, whatever they did today, they can feel, I'm with Jake, just we won doesn't mean that Matt LaFleur is the greatest coach of all time. It may mean I need to dial it back a little bit in terms of my aggressiveness towards LaFleur because they won. But there's still, you know, there's still things I like to see different.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing is it's a young and inexperienced team. And we saw last week that showed in the early kind of, you know, false starts, especially with Rasheed Walker filling in for David Bakhtiari. That's like expected. Today was just like egregious, where it's like it's illegal formation plays. It's literally lining up on the ball like the right way. And for me, like, Matt LaFleur is a very creative play caller. We saw that down the stretch. They finally, it was part of like, okay, let's get the ball to actual wide receivers that are, you know, equipped to bring in the ball and like not throw it to Patrick Taylor for a 4th and 2 that, you know, should have been completed but didn't. The process is good there. It's more of like, can you just instill some discipline in a very young Packers team that like they're gonna shoot themselves in the foot. That's what they did for the first 3 quarters. And you just wanna see like when things are going wrong, because it's going to happen in a football game. Not everything's going to go to script. Not everything's going to go to plan. Who is there to like kind of like really rally the troops, settle things down, put like, but also kind of do it in a very like, not like a dickish way, but just you're the authority figure. You're the head coach. You're everything that you have to answer for everything that's on the field, whether you have a part in it or not. And I think that's where things lack in a very believable way. And it's hard to know like what is and isn't his fault in terms of play calls. But when you see the same things repeatedly show up. And yes, it worked great today. They finally won, and you know, after you know, basically just fumbling the ball everywhere, figuratively. I just think it's like LaFleur just has to instill like this sense of, I don't know, just accountability, if that is the right word.
Yeah, there's got to be something different, especially with Barry. It's the same things that we didn't like. If you've ever had a complaint about Joe Barry once, those complaints are still prevalent today.
100%. Yep.
And that tells me that they don't feel it as an issue, and that LaFleur's signed off on that stuff. Now credit to the defense, because they did keep the Saints from scoring at any point in the second half, which allowed the fourth quarter 18-point barrage to happen. You can attribute some of that to Derek Carr being out, I guess. Not that Winston looked terrible. He had 100 yards. He looked fine. So I don't really know what the difference was. They kind of slowed down their running game a little bit. It just, like, if you're looking at it from the Saints' perspective, the same way we thought, how did the Packers lose that game last week? I mean, how did the Saints lose that game? How did the Saints? There's no way they should have lost that game. It was just they didn't do anything offensively. And so you do have to credit the Packers' defense for that. Rashawn Gary with a trio of sacks as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too, is that, like, last week, again, not to use this example over and over again, but, like, when the Packers lost the lead and had 10 plays in the fourth quarter and didn't complete a first down, it would be like, oh, my God, like, they couldn't do anything. Like, the Saints moved the ball, and they put themselves in a position to win that game, or at least lead the game before the Packers got the ball. And, yeah, they missed the field goal, but, like, it was – there was a lot left off the bone for me in terms of, like, that punt return was, first of all, it was, you could just see it happening in real time. Like, oh God, he's taking it to the house kind of thing. But, like,
yeah, Wendell Ferreira, I think so.
Yeah.
He made a great point. He's like, this team has way too many guys who we have on the roster
for
special teams. Like, that was one of the big things with Bisaccia, was get me guys that are special teamers, not just guys that you're going to make play special teams. And so I think you should be a little more critical. Like, oh, it's just one return. Well, that shouldn't happen.
You have
a team of special teamers.
The safety position is literally Darnell Savage, Rudy Ford, and then four other guys that are
– we're sacrificing real positions.
They had two corners left, like, healthy after Valentine got hurt today. Like, it's – That's the other thing. Like, this team is like a walking mass unit. It's like dire straits almost. And it's good to win this kind of game because, you know, like, it's football. You never know who's going to get hurt. I'm knocking on all the wood that Jordan Love is not hurt, because I just want to see him play. He's got moxie, and I love that he's already kind of like really establishing himself as the leader of this team, especially without Aaron Jones, kind of the more veteran guys to start the year. But, like, it's a short week, and I don't know where they're going to go with all the guys that are injured, or, you know, I have no idea what they're going to do for Thursday.
Yeah, so, like, again, with Thursday, and I thought the same after the Bears game and the same after the Atlanta game and the same now this game, I don't know what Thursday's going to look like. I mean, should we be favorites against the Lions? Should they be favorites? Are we going to score points? Are we not going to score points? Every game's got this raw sense of unpredictability to it, which is going to lead to situations like last week where you blow a lead in the fourth quarter, and like this week where you score 18 unanswered points.
Yeah, that is the one thing that I have not liked about this Packers season, is that, like, I think we knew that there was going to be unpredictability in terms of, like, it's a young team. They're going to make mistakes. There's going to be errors, all that stuff. You would like to see less errors that could be, you know, enforced by coaching staff or just little things like that. But it's still, like, it's the availability questions that really, it's kind of, I would hate for it to linger over the entire year, because I think there are some outlier cases like David Bakhtiari. I think at this point, it's really a toss up every week. Aaron Jones and Christian Watson both have hamstring injuries. Everybody has a hamstring injury that's like a skill player. And it's like, Jordan Love, who is he going to throw to? Is he going to throw to guys that would be in the XFL or USFL or practice squad guys eventually? I don't know. I have no idea. That sucks in terms of, like, how do you, in terms of big picture stuff, like how do you really evaluate where Jordan Love is at? Because he has something, but you're also looking at like, oh, he attempted 44 passes and completed 22 of them, but a lot of those throws were right on the money, and for whatever reason, whether it hit a guy that was blanketed or didn't haul it in like Jaden Reed with his three drops, like that stuff is going to like nag at me all year long because it's like I don't know what to really evaluate with this Packers team.
If you want to hang a minute, I'll keep you.
Sure.
I want to read some comments. I do just want to take a look at some other stuff real quick. The Lions did win. They win 20-6 over Atlanta, so they'll be 2-1 coming here. The Vikings lost the battle of those 0-2 loser leave town game. So they lose to the Chargers, 405 yards for Herbert. And then the interesting game of note, not to go through all of them, the Dolphins scored 70 points.
Wow.
The Dolphins beat the Broncos, who are trash, 70-20. Kane, this running back, 203 yards and two touchdowns. Mostert had three rushing and receiving one. Tyreek was 9 for 157. So yeah, if you played any of the daily fantasies or whatever, if you didn't have the Dolphins, you're not going to win any money. I mean, they put it. This was a college type of stat line for them. It was unbelievable. All right, some of the comments coming in. Jerry says, like 92 and 08, they're all young, but the ingredients are there. Well, with 08, though, too, Rodgers took over, like, Favre's team. It was still a lot of veterans.
Yeah.
This is like, offensively young, this team. They're all learning together.
It was your analogy of comparing Bakhtiari to, like, JD and Scrubs, the intern season. That was, like, right on the money of, like, Keyshawn Nixon had, like, one of the best offensive plays of the first three quarters, and that he's a defensive back. Like, they just don't have any, like, holdovers where it is different than the Rodgers first year, the first couple years. Like, there was a core in place where he could throw to. Jordan Love is really – it's Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson who has not played at all this year.
Ken says, holy shit, I'm not going to make it out of the season if it's going to be like this. Marina is going to buy her Jordan Love jersey now. Boots says it did take the Saints missed field goal to win. And I guess we won't know. We won't know what that drive is. But I am happy that the narrative isn't, at least for this game, like it was in 08, where the Packers have the ball, take the lead. Rodgers did it. Defense blows it. So I'm thankful about that. LaBuffy says, so when the Saints quarterback got hurt, is that when Green Bay started winning? Yes, I'm going to rewatch this game and try to figure out how. Because Jameis didn't, like, he didn't do anything bad.
No, he played a good game. He sacked
a time or two, but I don't know. I don't know, like, it's not like Derek Carr was Patrick Mahomes out there.
No. Well, the thing, too, is, like, this going into this game, like, the Saints defense, like, we all knew is going to be really good. And not even, like, their best corner was the guy that was giving them problems. That the Taylor guy was having a really good game, and they kept picking on him, and eventually, I guess, the dam will burst. But, like, they finally, like, kind of, I don't know, the guys that weren't – basically wasn't Marshawn Lattimore that really, like, helped tuck this game away for the Packers that, like – I don't know. I the Saints are such a weird team where it's like they're really good. They are basically what the Packers – like if we have an ideal for this year, that's how the Packers should be, where they have all this talent on defense, and they, at least for them, for their sake, they show it every week. They're limiting – I think they're on this crazy stretch where they have not allowed more than 20 points in like 11 games now.
Yeah, and that stayed true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But like their offense, like I don't, and it'll probably change with Kamara too, but like they have pieces there that you think there would be a better team. But like, yeah, I don't know how they fumbled this game outside of
the field goal. Well, and even to credit the Packers defense, and we talked about the special teams a little bit ago, the Packers defense only allowed 10 points.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, we're ripping on Joe Barry. It's like if these guys, if the coaches and the players, especially like, if the coaching staff got together and went through everybody's tweets, they'd be like, why was everybody ripping on us? Why are people ripping on me? Why are people ripping on LaFleur? Why is Joe Barry getting up? We won. We held him to 10 points.
Joe Barry's like, why am I trending every Sunday at 3:50 p.m. or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, what's everybody so mad at us for? Yeah. Chuck says the Delta 8 I took at halftime is kicking in.
I think that was the two-point conversion play call, too. I think that's called Delta 8.
Oh, so. Yeah? Hold on here. I got to make sure. Oh, yeah. Wow. Taylor Swift is at Arrowhead.
Adam Schefter is all over the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce beat, I guess.
She is with Mama Kelce. Oh, wow. So this is real. So Donna Kelce and Taylor Swift, the two most influential women of 2023, have finally met up. Thanks to Cameron for letting us have that one. Who else do we got here? Shane says, Jordan Love is the real deal. He did struggle to start. He wasn't perfect. He has it. Mike fucking drop. And on the same token, Mason says, what a game. I seriously believe Jordan finally found himself and took over the team today. We finally get a healthy team Thursday. We can open some eyes. Jordan Love, the Jordan Love part of this equation is a big one because he was like, this was his, and it's still, it's three games. Okay. This is his like season to determine if he is the guy or not. And I think with the way that he has played, and you saw some frustration and you saw, you know, him battling, like you do have to be there's got to be a certain type of makeup to you to have the ability to come back and win this kind of game with everything that's going wrong. You're making mistakes. Receivers are making mistakes. There's got to be something like, yeah. And I do think this goes a long way. Like the team's already, they already love this man.
Yeah.
Like the team loves this man. And then when he can give them this kind of performance and, you know, further put a stamp on it, that's only going to make the team grow like stronger. So whatever they talked about last week, their little meetings, you know, for a while, we went how many quarters without scoring a point. They were able to get it done here. And I think Jordan Love, again, while, you know, the haters and people, because I still feel like there's a lot of people who just want to make sure Jordan Love is not the answer. And I kind of feel like I'm on the other side. Like I'm going to give this guy as much patience. I'm not going to make excuses, but I want a good sample size before we start coming down with opinions. And I feel like, you know, I'm in the middle and, you know, I'll carry to one side. I feel like there's a lot of people that are, it's not it. I don't see it. He's not the guy. It's not going to work. And so, you know, you look and say, you can show this pass and you can put together a real nice non-highlight package of Jordan Love today. And you can say he only completed 50% of his balls. You could say that is still there, but they also got the victory. He came back. It was a lot of him. Him running was great, especially on the one he was able to stay in bounds. So for Jordan Love, this was an eye opener. I think for some people that are still six touchdowns, no picks, you know, is he really, he's got something, there's something there, whether, and it doesn't mean he's going to be an MVP. Doesn't mean he's going to be Aaron Rodgers, but you can't deny that there's not something there.
He was their best quarterback and best running back. Like the ability.
Yeah, he led the team in rushing.
Yeah. The ability to make plays. Like I do think I am with you where like, I feel this like need to like, I want to be as impartial about it because like when the transition from Favre to Rodgers, I was incredibly young and I was very just like, I want to see the guy that made me happy be the Packers quarterback still, Brett Favre. This time it's like, I see what they're thinking, the sound logic and all that stuff. And so you want to be as impartial about it. But at the same time where you just see like, it's all the stuff that has nothing to do with Jordan Love actually being a quarterback where it's like he did not draft himself to be the next Packers quarterback and technically move on from Aaron Rodgers. Like he just happened to go to Green Bay and all this stuff that dominated the first 3 years of his NFL career had nothing to do with what he actually does. So when it comes to stuff that he's actually doing on the field and being able to make plays, doing it without a full, like, fully healthy receiving core and all these young guys. Like, Luke Musgrave is great, but when he goes down the field past, like, 15 yards, I'm like, why do you stop? Like, you just see, like, the inexperience or, like, the youth come out. And for me, like, that's where it gets really – to see him overcome all these obstacles of, like, drop balls, guys not finishing out their routes or miscommunications, whatever. It's going to happen with any quarterback. But it – everything is with a magnifying glass of Jordan Love that, like, is that him or is that the receiver? Is that Patrick Taylor? Just using him as an example. But, like, all that stuff. That's where I just get, like, a little, like, no, he's doing good. Like, why is, like – it's not all on, like, just – his inaccuracy or whatever. I don't know. I'm rambling here now, but like it is to see all the stuff happen in the fourth quarter. Like this is, he drove this to victory. They barely had anything going on before that and after for a while until they started figuring out the formula. And yeah, I hope it continues. I agree with you. I think we obviously see something in him and some moxie, but just to see, you want to just see more progress and more, you know, have it come more complete over the course of the season.
I'm going to get to other people. Jordan, when are you recording then?
Later tonight.
Because you'll be doing Talk of the Tundra, another Blue Wire podcast. Yeah. Okay. So you guys record later tonight?
Yes.
And pump that one out?
Oh, yeah.
How many are you guys doing a week?
We'll do two a week. So we do the post game. And then around, usually I think this year it's been our Thursday nights.
Okay.
We'll do the preview for the next game. But obviously it's going to be different this week with the Thursday night football game.
Well, thanks for hanging, Jordan. And check him out on Talk of the Tundra. I appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Jordan Tresky. Good stuff. I got some more comments here. Young guys make mistakes. It's from Mitch. Young guys are going to make mistakes, but the personal fouls are a real problem that LaFleur has not solved. There's a lot of penalties, especially the pre-snap stuff. And we're talking about like guys don't know where to line up kind of penalties that I guess youth. And you can say that, but it's not like these guys have never played football before. Oh, they're young. It's not like they've never played football. So Mr. I'm Still Dead says Rodgers would have tanked this game, would have thrown the towel in, tanked the receiver's confidence, and probably the whole team with that stupid look he has when the receivers wouldn't make the catch. Your comments, not mine. Cone Roller and Austin.
Cone.
What's up, Austin? Good win
not
today.
Much,
what's up, boys?
Bart, I love not the post-game show where you just have to get on and defend your takes throughout the game.
What do you mean?
I just feel like you're walking back a lot of your tweets you were making during the game after the Packers got the win.
So the big tweets in question, and I think it's fine to bring up because it's thoughts that I had and we're talking about them. I don't think LaFleur is the guy.
It seems like you're just putting all your Rodgers blame from last year onto LaFleur this year.
Nah, I just think LaFleur is kind of like if you told me right now that LaFleur was actually 2 8-year-olds standing on top of each other wearing a big jacket, I'd believe it.
Okay.
I feel like he's I don't know. I need, like, I'm going to borrow Tim Shazo's take. I need, like, a John Gruden coach on my football team. You know what I mean? I don't need Matt LaFleur.
LaFleur's probably better off as, like, an OC, but, you know, he's already the head coach, so I don't see him taking a step back.
And then when he went for the first field goal, I did think that was a let's just not get shut out field goal. That's what it felt like. When you're playing a game, everyone scored all game, and then you kick a field goal on a fourth down when you've been going for it on fourth down, and I say, boy, that felt like he's just trying to not get shut out, which we've seen a million times in the league, and then they go back and win the game. Yeah, you could easily look at my tweet and say, this fucking idiot. But what am I supposed to do? Now the answer is just not tweet. A lot of people really hating on your boy today.
I think this is another reason you need to get a blue check mark because you're getting crazy engagement on those tweets. And with a blue check, you would get paid out for that.
I need proof of that before I see it. Before
it would boost your engagement as well.
And then the other thing that I said was with the 2-point conversion, I didn't quite, I mean, I know that it's the way. So I know that it's the way. Like, tell me the earth is round. I know it's round. You got to convince me. You got to, I don't need this. I just want to see the work, because where I look at it immediately isn't, oh, and maybe I'm a pessimist, but I don't look at it as like, oh, we're setting ourselves up to win the game with an extra point. Okay, great. What I'm thinking right away is, if you miss this, you have to make a 2 to tie, which you would have been able to tie if you didn't play around with chasing points. And so analytically, which is just numbers, maybe it's the better solution. And it worked out like gangbusters for the Packers today. But all I did was just say, hey, I need some, like, I asked for help. And then people are coming after, you understand now? Like, hey, fuck you, man. I mean, I'm putting myself out there. I'm asking for help. So I don't know that I'm walking too much back, Cone.
That's fair. I just wanted to get your whole overall take. You know, it's tough to gauge by 240 characters or whatever the length of a tweet is when you're on.
Oh, and I had multiple people announce their departure to me today. I'm unfollowing you. Great. I don't need the announcement. Anyway, what else did you think, Cone, of the game? Enough about you. Let's talk about me.
Jordan Love, I thought, kind of played the inverse of last week's game. Looked a little rough the first three quarters and then really stepped it up in the fourth. Definitely agreed with the last caller. Like, that was a Jordan Love win. He willed the team to win. So that was really promising. Still definitely some growing pains with his game. You know, you would have liked to see him hit Musgraves on that seam route, overthrew Dobbs a couple times. But overall, you know, he's building to something, and that's all you can ask for at this point in the
season. There were, like, yes, you can get real nitpicky. Remember when Ryan Hollins tried to make his career on being the anti-Giannis guy? Like, if you want to be anti-Love guy, you've got enough on tape that you could really, like, point at these things. He missed this throw. This was underthrown. What's he doing here? He slipped. You know, you can – but they were down 18, and he was the – or they're down 17. He was the quarterback that did it, and there were a lot of great plays that he had. So all the plays that we thought he could have made last week, he did make this week. I think that's what the greatest part about this game is. Like, this is, first of all, winning games, losing games that you think you're going to win, like last week, that sucked. But on the reverse of that, it's very, very cool. And then to see Jordan Love, who Austin is repping so fondly. What do you think? No bar for you today?
No bar today. I just sat on the chair and watched.
So, what are your thoughts?
Well, I didn't really know what I was going to hop on here and talk about.
Great.
So I know, but so I was hoping to maybe talk to.
But you just want to sit here and watch? You can just watch me and Cone talk.
Yeah, and you sparked. Okay, so I had texted my buddy. You were talking about this a few minutes ago. I don't know, you were ranting for a while. But
you guys understand also how much money. Like, I lost a lot of money today on Daily Fantasy. I had some really bad lineups.
Well, man, when they went for it on the 4th and 7, was it, and they didn't get it towards the end zone, then when they went and kicked the field goal, like you were saying, so I texted my buddy. I was like, well, if you're going to go down swinging, then just go down swinging. Go for it again. But, I like, in the end, it played out. So, but I see why you would be, if you were bitching at that, because I thought same thing. Like, okay, so you just don't want to get shut out at home. So you're going to take a field goal. But it didn't make, I thought you should go for it. Worked out. So I get what you're going to say with that. The other thing I wanted to, that was my point that I could talk about was, like, are people still shitting on Joe Barry? And if they are, that's fine. They played Justin Fields, Desmond Ridder, and then the likes of Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, and then why can't I think of Taysom Hill?
Yeah, like, Joe Barry won the game today for the Pack. defense kept them in the game.
They did, and which they should do against teams like that and quarterbacks like that. But Rashawn Gary looked great. I'm not ready to shit on Joe Barry. I'm not ready to crown him as great either. They should be doing what they are doing, and I was impressed with that. And then Jordan Love showing poise in the second half and coming back. And there was that comment from somebody about Rodgers wouldn't be going back, and he would like piss and moan about the game and let it slip away. Oh, Love looked good. He didn't let it get the best of him. He's a pro.
There were some concerns with Jordan Love's body language, I thought, on that miss to Taylor.
You could spin that if you want. Yeah.
If we're going to be the body police, you know, the body police, you know,
yeah,
which I have been very, very much. I have been that guy. Body language police.
Yep. Keep it consistent.
Did you guys see this tweet going around where it's all these old people sitting down? Did you see this one?
Yeah, you definitely got that guy. You caught him.
I caught him fucking red-handed. He goes, this is 39 on defense. It's a bunch of olds sitting there. Entire section is calling security. You could see, and I hope that he is like, I hope that it was a bit. Because he clearly, it says first and 10.
I did see that. Okay, that was regarding.
I hope that it was a bit that he was doing, just trying to see how many people he could fish. The other thing that I'm bothered about is people are like, you know, when I'm bitching throughout the game, hey, this aged well. Oh, since when does Twitter need to be the fucking age well police? I'm giving you thoughts in real. That's all we're doing is giving thoughts in real time. If you're like watching your game with your friends, and in the first quarter you're like, man, this fucking sucks, we're gonna lose, and then at the end of the game, does your buddy go to you when you're high fiving that you won? Oh yeah. Well, wait a minute, Jeff. You remember what you said at 102? You said we were gonna lose. That didn't age well. Relax.
Very fair point.
That's how Tim Shea can be.
I mean, I had a thought in the moment of the day. Chill out. I got some more comments, unless you guys have anything brilliant to say.
Well, I got one last thing, Bart, for your psyche. You know, you say you want off this ride, but it sounds like you kind of create your own ride throughout the game, and you put yourself on it voluntarily. But that's part about being a fan, so I respect it.
Is short for fanatic.
Exactly.
Well, people forget that, though.
People need to know that.
People do forget. You guys can hang or stay. I'm just going to read some comments.
I'll hang for like a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Mason says, why in the hell can we not defend the underneath zones? Because we are 10 yards off the ball.
Yes. Okay, that needs to change.
Yeah, but they got
stressed out more.
Second half.
A little bit more.
They got to stop every single possession.
Ooh, Daniel chips in $4.99 to the show, kitty.
There you go, Daniel.
Which I think I'm going to buy some, like, I think I'm going to buy some shit in the back. I don't, when I do my TV news hits, I don't like that this is my background. I need it to be more professional.
You need to spray paint that whiteboard a different color.
Oh, like green?
Something. Make it artsy. It's just, if you're going to use it as your drop, that looks, well, I mean, it's the base. That's like what my basement looks like.
But make it gold?
If you want to make it look nice, yeah, make it look nice.
So, yeah, a lot of people in the comments talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
I support that relationship 100%.
Are they together?
That's such a, like, you know, with Taylor, it's always like, because I text my wife and she says, is she trolling maybe? And, like, playing into the, because she's not, like, normally I would think with Taylor that she'd be like, hey, you know, let people think what they want. She's just flat out sitting next to Donna Kelce in a Kelce jersey. I mean, she is locked in.
I think they've only hung out a few times, if that. Is that too soon to be meeting the parents?
Or, like, are they just, like, friends? Or that's why it almost seems like just, like, I'll play along.
Yeah, I think it's funny either way.
Dave and Cudahy.
What up, Bart? Cone? Austin?
Dave.
And Q's driving as well if I want to go five wide.
Yo.
That's an angle, Q.
Yeah, Q, that's
quite the angle.
Move your Jesus. Put it in your dashboard.
I cannot wait for the Kelce breakup album. She's gonna win so many Grammys.
So many. And she'll probably win an ESPY somehow for it.
Oh my gosh. If they show up at the ESPYs together, then
oh, Cone just silently left again.
Cone doesn't like me. I was here to say Cone's take was perfect. The inverse of last game is exactly what happened today. And love having the comeback win is exactly what I was clamoring for. Such a huge win today. And I don't know. I'm still blown away. Saints fans were very respectful before the game and even when they were up huge. A lot of credit to them. I'm sure they would have let us hear it on the way out if they would have won, but they were very, very respectful. And I think that Lambeau is turning into the Augusta of like NFL stadiums. I shit you not, I saw at least 15 different jerseys from around the league today. From all over. So
people are just like, I want to go to a Packer game. I don't care who they're playing.
I want to go to Lambeau. So it was like I saw a Jacksonville, a Bills, a Browns, a Steelers. Like I could just keep going. It was at least half the league. It was unbelievable. So happy they
got to. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Crazy game. I think it's cool. It's kind of weird seeing like random jerseys, but it's still cool.
I get it. At the same point, why isn't that entire stadium filled up with just Packer fans? I mean, don't we complain all the time when the Cubs fans fill up Miller Park? So and you know me, I'm all about positivity, but let's be honest. The Lambeau Field usually is struggling in the fan department in more ways than one.
You have COVID?
No, I was shouting.
I mean, it was still like.
You were what?
I was shouting like all weekend. My voice is just thrashed.
Were you wrestling again or what?
Wrestling, comedy, just everything under the sun.
Just fucking screaming.
Got to do what I got to do.
Yeah. More comments. Andrew says, it's nice to. What is that picture? It's nice to see Jordan's maturity. The first half could have wrecked a young quarterback. Look at Fields the last 2 weeks. Need to know if you've seen the tweet going around of the old people. Yeah, that was not a 3rd and 9. The scoreboard said 1st and 10. Where else do we have this?
All right, oh, I saw a tweet the other from Ram. Thing,
the announcers kept telling us to be quiet.
Where?
Was it on defense?
Yeah, they literally would be like, quiet, please. And they would put up a sign that said, men at work, quiet, please, like on the new scoreboards.
Was it on offense or defense? Q.
It was on offense.
Well, I think that's what they want, though.
Offense.
That's what
I might have a bad connection. I'm gonna head
That's
out,
what LaFleur was hammering
about. See All right, see you, Q.
Okay, I had one thing. Ram tweeted that the Packers have no offensive talent. That's just a bad take.
Well, when you're used to watching Greg Jennings and Donald Driver and Jordy Nelson and James Jones and some of the most – it's not even about Rodgers. It's watching some of the most sure-handed receivers – that this league has produced.
Yeah,
and then
but
you're
not,
seeing the
not
amount
only that.
Of drops and, you know, when you the bricks off the – yeah, you're going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Well, not only that, but Christian Watson, Aaron Jones, you know, like guys that are the number ones on the offense. We're not even getting that. I think it's all but guaranteed that the Packers are going to get some type of wide receiver help in the offseason, whether that be in the draft, free agency, whatever, because Christian Watson just is giving concern across the league. As much as we love seeing him out on the playing field, he's not on the playing field right now. And you just got to give love some time, some help, because he has extended plays tremendously. And if he's got no one to really throw to, because most of that half, that first half was either Musgrave or Samari Toure getting like 5 yards short of the ball.
On an unrelated note, did the Cubs win?
I thought they were down at one point.
Oh, they won. The okay. Game on the small so we didn't clinch the division yet?
Save it for tomorrow.
Yeah, save it for tomorrow because I'm going to do a show tomorrow. So we're going to do a division clinching show.
What time's that game tomorrow? Night game?
Oh, wait. The Brewers don't play on Monday.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. Well, what the hell am I going to do? I was kind of banking on that. Shit.
It's the pre-clinch show.
God damn it. Well, then I guess no show tomorrow. But on Monday, I will be hosting for Maggie and Perloff from 2 to 5 on CBS Sports Radio and your local WSSP affiliate.
Let's go!
Huge.
How about that?
Now, do you do the do you get in with the Weedos and the Purple Drankers?
I do.
Okay. That's a good show, man. I was pretty skeptical when I first started listening. I love that show.
I do. I get on the YouTube stream and they're all in there just talking about how fucking blaze they are.
Yeah, it's shockingly more fucked up than your YouTube chats.
Hey, first cough of the day.
Every time I jump on.
Yeah. It's not getting better, actually. My son asked me, are you dying? And I said, I don't think so. He goes, we don't want you to die. We would miss you. And then we would have to put you into the garbage. So that's just how a four-year-old understands death. Test user wants to know, Dave, when's your next wrestling thing?
Next one, I'll actually be in La Crosse on October 14th. Okay. I'll be wrestling former WWE superstar Eugene.
Wow.
Yeah. Nick Dinsmore. Let's go.
Fuck.
Yeah. I just ate dirt right now to cut a promo for him.
How about you? I love that. Let me go through some other things I want to get in on this podcast real quick. My Buffaloes lost. That was a bummer. Deion Sanders.
They lost big.
Yeah, they did. Because they stink. All you people that hate Deion, first of all, you're terrible humans. It's all recruiting. He's just recruiting. And Dan Lanning, we're not doing it for clicks. What was the most tweeted thing yesterday? We're not doing it for clicks. Clicks. Come on.
Look, every week you've seen Deion go out there before the games and be like, oh, yeah, this coach made it personal. Yeah, he never said that this week. So, you know, that's one reason why they didn't play. The next time that you hear that, where it's a personal vendetta that Deion just sort of fabricates, then that's when you know they're going to win.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I'll let you boys talk. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up soon. Unless, Dave, you got anything.
Dude, I just had to jump on. And
why you wait till the very end?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, right. Well, I got shit to do.
What?
I told you. I was literally eating dirt and huffing glue.
That's right.
I had to cut a promo. I'll make sure to tag you in it. So that way I did it. But yeah, I couldn't do that and miss the Packer game. So I had to make sure I did it now. And I jumped on. I jumped on with like 25 minutes left.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
But I have to get on and just commend Jordan Love. The Packers do have a lot of problems right now. And again, it's a young team. I think that's to be expected. And if people aren't expecting that, that's their problem. But I think that if you are clamoring for Jordan Love to be a problem, you are severely biased and blinded by your disdain for the man.
Yeah, he's good.
This is a good player. He's a damn good player.
We let Jimmy Graham score. That was dumb. I didn't like his fake Lambo leap.
It was bad. It was really bad. Yeah. Also, does how much of a hot seat does AJ Dillon have? Because Tyler Wilson just took his job.
Too. Yeah, and that guy didn't. That's not even a real guy.
No, it's create a player.
No, right? We don't have a guy on our team named Tyler Wilson. You just made that up.
Well, what was it?
Emmanuel Wilson. What the hell is it?
Emmanuel Wilson. Taylor. Whatever.
Jordan Love was the leading rusher.
Again, huff and glue, Bart. I can just imagine anything right now. The colors that people are wearing is intense. Can't even describe it.
Well, I'm wrapping up. You get out of here.
All right. Fuck yeah. Let's go, Packers.
See you, bud. Hey, remember our friends at the Wisconsin Bike Fed. If you are going to be on the road here, if you're watching the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, it does get darker earlier. There are more crashes during this time of the year because people aren't adjusting to those twilight hours. And you got kids coming out from school. You know, you got people very active between 5 and 7, and there's people trying to bike home, people trying to walk home. Not everybody travels by car. So the Wisconsin Bike Fed just wants to remind you to turn your lights on, slow down and look around, and let's work together and make sure everyone, no matter how they are traveling, gets home safe. Learn more at WisconsinBikeFed.com. The Packers beat the Saints 18-17. We've got another game coming up on Thursday. We'll be live after that one. Again, the numbers, Jordan Love, 22 of 44, completion percentage going down, 259, a touchdown, his first pick of the season, sacked once. He was your leading rusher. That 24-yard run was a thing of beauty, 9 for 39, 4.3 per, and a touch. A.J. Dillon, 11 for 33. Nixon got involved. That was a nice wrinkle to see. And then 6 yards each for Emmanuel Wilson and Patrick Taylor. Dubs, 5 for 73 with a touch. Reed, 3 of 63. Musgrave, 6 for 49. Wicks, 4 for 45. And 3 sacks for Rashawn Gary with a field goal added by Anders Carlson. So, good game overall, at least the fourth quarter. Last week, the first three quarters were good. The last one stunk. This week, the first three quarters were bad. And the last one was great. So, what ended up happening was they won the game that they were supposed to lose. They lost the game they were supposed to win. They are 2-1. That'll be it for today, and we will see you guys all next time.